Yeah, we've talked about, I didn't mean to leave out visual access, but I think when way back when we talked about this, we said, you know, look, when we think about access, we're thinking about both visual and physical access.
Right.
And the visual translates back to, you know, being able to sit on a bench and look at the water, or, you know, be able to eat your lunch in your car and see the water, or drive by some of these points of access to be able to look at the water and enjoy it. But then there's the physical side of things, and how that translates out, you know, being actual physical product, or like a pier where you can fish off from or get to your dinghy from. You know, those are things that we're not going to dive into, like, specific details, but I think it's okay to list out, you know, this is kind of what we mean by that, providing that access.
Yeah. I think since we're talking bigger ones, and public access has all the different things that come after it, you might want to take something and call it, you know, boater services or something like that, and put showers, laundry, Wi-Fi under that.
Yep.
Because those are not core functions, but they're part of the core function, which is boater services. You know, the concierge service that the city and the public landing provide.
Yep. So if we, I like the idea of consolidating and then putting examples under it. That'll help with the writing and the page numbers. But also, so are there things like, maybe it's not boater services, but it's something else? Because I think about the waterfront function of this whole thing, and that, you know, the draw that the waterfront plays to the
That's
public.
Why I didn't put restrooms in there, because restrooms are a core function, I think, on the waterfront, whether it's at Sandy Beach or Snow Park.
I get it.
There has to be.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I think, are geared just towards, you know, however else you think it makes sense to word it.
Yeah. So do we have all the ones that, I like that idea. So do we have all the ones that we need to capture under boating services? Do we need to add anything else? Or
again, how specific do we have to be?
I don't know. Maybe not as, if there's anything big that's missing that somebody might not think about, I think we would want to list it. But
I think if we're talking about visitors, whether they're boaters or others, there are some specifics that we can give as examples. But we really can't predict, after our job is done at the end of this year, we can't predict where the city is going to expand to over the next 10 to 20 years.
Yep.
There may be a service that's expected, maybe not essential, but wanted.
Yep.
That we can't imagine at this point today.
So the big topic is key, and then the examples are less important.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always say, including but not limited to.
Right. Yep. Good point. Yeah. So from a high level perspective, as we're thinking about the harbor plan, does this whole idea of core functions seem to make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not just, you know, marine economy, but I mean, we're thinking about these are the key things, the core functions that the municipality is going to play in our waterfront.
I think that Wi-Fi is not essential, but it's one of those things that people kind of have come to expect.
Yeah.
And I imagine when the Harbor Use Committee was discussing this in 1994 or 1995, I don't think it was suggested that we would include Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the list when I read the plan again today.
And we did fight for a long time for payphones. Those, when they were getting rid of those. Because
and the phone
for voters, for a lot of voters that would come here, their cell phones didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's a really interesting, because it wasn't that long ago.
Right? It wasn't that long ago. I mean, I think they took them out the last year I was harbor master.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I think chained myself to the phone and said, you know, spare this phone.
There was a time up to about 19, well, maybe a little later, 2004, when if you were in that, if you're anywhere on our harbor, you weren't too low to get the cell tower on Blue Hill.
So yeah,
you could get it in town, but you couldn't get it down the harbor, and nothing was coming from Dodges Mountain at that time.
So being too specific may change.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great suggestion. Kind of, we'll come up with some terms that can kind of keep some of those things as examples under other things. Yeah. Okay. Anything else in core functions? Are we missing anything? Are there... I may think of other things when we kind of go back through all of the, start to compile things a little more. But I have to say, I think in my thought process in terms of how this might work in the writing is that this core functions stuff might come up higher in our discussion, and then other goals and policies might flow from that. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Well, as an example of how that might work, though, if we talk about what we did talk about were some specific topics related to these aspects of the marine economy. So we talked about access and events, recognizing the importance of those festivals and events in the city, both economically and culturally, I would say. But to accept, successfully achieve, and that the fact that the desirability of those events are on the waterfront. So there's some shared necessity there for those to exist. So in order for them to be successfully shared, we need to recommend exploring ways to ensure that facilities ensure access to the public facilities during those events, either through separation or other means, and evaluating the capacity of the public facilities for particular events over time. So those are the two points that I think we came out of from those. I'll pause on that one. So when we talk about festivals and events, my key points are recognizing their importance and working to improve the shared capacity of a festival and the necessity to access the existing facilities along the waterfront through various policies. It seems to resonate with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With regard to marinas and private access, again, recognizing the importance that those both play in the functioning of the waterfront, and that the city supports those activities through its core functions, some of the ones we listed earlier, or all of the, you know, some of the ones that we just talked about, and a clear regulatory process, which we talked about, I don't know, two or three meetings ago, identifying the things that are important to the city through a regulatory process, and then having a checklist of things that are gone through, so we talked about that. And then balancing zoning and regulation with staying out of the way. I think that was the comment that we had on the flip chart. So, again, thinking about that function as a key and recognized importance along the waterfront, and this is the way that, besides the core capacities that we talked about, how we need to address it in the harbor plan. That seemed to make sense? Without diving into too many details. Okay. And there were some other specifics that we talked about, including supporting repair and maintenance of the lighthouse, and also exploring other uses of the lighthouse. We talked about that as just a recommendation that we might have. And we talked a little bit about Snow Marine Park, and the capacity over there as well. So, anything I missed? So what I've tried to do for the flip chart notes is, I think we had like 7 pages of flip chart notes, primarily because my handwriting's crappy and I can't read my spelling, but what I've been trying to do to all these is take the whole train of thought and consolidate it into really. So I just want to make sure I'm reflecting what we think we agreed to at the meeting, and then what we're going to do is take this stuff and try to add a little bit of narrative, but not too much.